Good morning and welcome to the Health Matters Radio Show with me, Neil De Silva. It's Monday, it's 11 o'clock, it's the 10th of September 2018 and we have a great show ahead of you this morning. So on today's show, we're going to have a chat about artificial sweeteners. So just because you see it as a green on the food label and because it's got no calories in it, doesn't necessarily mean it's healthy. And we're going to have a chat about the dangers associated with artificial sweeteners. We're also going to have a chat about protein as well, what it is, what it does, and how you can make good use of it. And we'll do that towards the end of the show. And we also have a special guest on the show this morning. We have Claire Ford from Beautiful Souls. Good morning, Claire.
Good morning, Neil.
And how are you this morning?
I'm feeling fabulous and it's great to be here.
Fantastic. And we'll be finding out more about what Claire does in about 15 or 20 minutes or so. So a quick disclaimer before we kick off the show. The Health Matters Radio Show is designed to provide you with competent information on the subject matters covered and to help you educate and to inform you in ways that you can improve your own health. But this is on the understanding that I'm not engaged in providing medical advice and the content in the show should not be treated as a substitute for such. If you have any concerns about your general health or you require medical or other expert assistance, please speak to a suitably qualified healthcare professional, which in many cases can be obtained by dialing 111 or speaking with your local pharmacist first. All content is provided for general information only, and I encourage you to do your own research on the topics that we discuss. And the Health Matters Radio Show is based on my knowledge, my research, my experience, and often my opinion, and I disclaim any liability that is incurred from the use of or application of the content of the show. The show's Twitter feed is at Health Radio Show, so if you'd like to get in touch while we're on air, then please feel free to drop us a tweet, or you can contact the show via our Facebook page. If you search Health Matters Radio Show, you can find the show on Facebook. And if you'd like to contact me away from the show, off air, and in private, then you can contact me via my website, which is www.i-nutrition.co.uk. So artificial sweeteners, many, many people that I come across these days are switching from sugar to artificial sweeteners. And they're doing it because many artificial sweeteners have little or no calories and they think it's a healthier choice. Now we know, and it's well publicised, that sugar consumption is dangerous. It's leading us to the obesity crisis that we face today. It's leading to metabolic syndrome, a massive exponential growth in type 2 diabetes. So it's well documented that sugar is bad. Specifically, excess sugar consumption is bad. Sugar's been around for a long, long time. The problem is we live in a society where we eat lots of processed foods, we don't exercise enough, and we eat lots of junk food and food that's either high in sugar because we add sugar to it, or it's got sugar already in it. So sugar per se is not actually bad for you. It's actually quite a good natural source of energy, but it's okay in small doses. And the problem is, as I said, we eat too much. So switching from sugar to artificial sweeteners, so things like aspartame or saccharin or stevia, would on the face of it seem like a logical choice if you're trying to cut down on calories. So if you take a can of fizzy drink, and I won't mention any particular brands, but when we look at a can of fizzy drink, there's about 150 calories in a can of fizzy drink, and most of those come from sugar. And what people are doing now is they're switching from what I would call these fat drinks, these drinks that are high in sugar, to their diet alternatives because, of course, they have virtually no calories in them. It's got a nice green label on it, so it looks healthy, and it seems like a bit of a no-brainer. And the government and there's various diabetes associations have given a cautious approval to the use of these artificial sweeteners in place of sugar. And that's designed to help combat obesity, metabolic syndrome, diabetes, and all these are risk factors for heart disease. But these are not magic bullets, okay? They're not a quick fix. They might help you to reduce the amount of calories you're eating. They may help you to lose some weight. But it's not just about the effect on your weight that we need to consider when it comes to artificial sweeteners. So they can be, or they were designed to be sugar substitutes that were designed to help us to cut our calories down and help us to lose weight. But the state of obesity and type 2 diabetes in the world are continuing to get worse despite the increase in consumption of these artificially sweetened food and drinks that we're eating. So they do mimic sugar. They mimic the flavour of sugar. They have no useful energy. And there are various studies that suggest that these may be toxic to us. So the approved sweeteners, there are several approved sweeteners on the market. And these include things like saccharin, which I'm sure you've heard of, aspartame or aspartame, depending on how you pronounce it, acesulfame K, sucralose and stevia. But the key is, it's not just about the taste, it's about how your brain responds to these sweeteners. Because when your brain has, or when your tongue has its sweetness receptors stimulated, your body expects sugar, okay? And sugar comes with calories, and sweeteners don't have calories. So there's an element of confusion between the signals that your body's receiving from your taste buds and how your brain responds to it. So we're kind of tricking the brain a little bit. One of the concerns is that those people that consume lots of diet drinks and use artificial sweeteners, they may be getting calories, the calories that they're not consuming in the drink, in other sources. So, for example, someone might think, oh, well, I've had a diet drink, it's okay to have a bar of chocolate. Well, it kind of defeats the purpose of having a diet drink to start with. There's also research that suggested that these products, they change the way that we taste food. So these non-nutritive sweeteners, so the ones we've mentioned already, these artificial sweeteners, they're much more potent than table sugar. So a really small amount, and stevia is a prime example. Stevia is about 300 times more sweeter than sugar. So when we overstimulate our sugar receptors through using these hyper-intensive sweeteners, they actually may limit our tolerance for more complex tastes. So what that means is those people that use routinely artificial sweeteners might start to find that less intensely sweet foods, such as fruit, for example, or vegetables, become completely unpalatable. So in other words, the use of artificial sweeteners may make you avoid eating healthy, filling and nutritious foods and may make you crave sweeter foods. So in your efforts to reduce your calories through, say, drinking a diet drink, you may crave other sweet foods and get your calories there as well, and may actually stop you eating the foods that are actually quite healthy for you. Does that make sense? So we're tricking the brain. We are pretending that we're getting calorific intake from sugar when there is no calories, and it's making us crave sugar in other areas. And some interesting studies have said that people that drink more than 21 diet drinks a week, or 21 cans of diet drinks a week, which is three a day, are more likely, twice as likely, to become obese and develop type 2 diabetes as those who didn't drink diet drinks. They're also incredibly addictive. There was a study in rats that were exposed to cocaine, and then they were given a choice between intravenous cocaine or oral saccharin, and saccharin is an artificial sweetener, and most of the rats chose the saccharin over the cocaine, which is quite scary. It can also trick the body into a state of hypoglycemia. Now, for those of you that know me, you'll know that my thing is dealing with type 2 diabetes. And hypoglycemia is when your blood sugars drop too low. So when you have a sweetener, as I mentioned, the body assumes it's going to get a dose of sugar, and it primes itself to deal with that sugar. So glucose gets cleared from the bloodstream and your blood sugars drop. But there's no sugar There's no sugar in artificial sweeteners. So the body has to then compensate. And what it does, it releases adrenaline and cortisol, which are stress hormones, to mobilize sugar from other sources. So it mobilizes sugar from your liver and also from your muscles, from the stored sugar, which is glycogen, to bring your blood sugars back up. Now, if you have a lot of diet drinks, this happens a lot. Lots of stress hormones get released, and stress hormones also contribute to weight gain and can contribute to type 2 diabetes and metabolic syndrome. And when you have this frequent release of these stress hormones, which are, as I mentioned, adrenaline and cortisol, in response to this artificial sweetener-induced hypoglycemia, that can actually exhaust the glands that produce these hormones. So you can see it's not just about having diet drinks to lose weight. It's the damage that they can do to your body long term. And these stress hormones are released they're supposed to be released as part of our fight or flight response, not when we're having a meal or when we're having a drink. And the consequences of these excessive stress hormones in our body can actually have a massive impact on our immune system. They can increase inflammation. They can contribute to weight gain, as we've already mentioned, and they can damage the thyroid. And it's quite interesting because there's lots of studies out there that suggest that artificial sweeteners do contribute to weight loss. But they're not as clear-cut as you might think. The independent weight loss studies linked to artificial sweeteners, many of them are actually funded and sponsored by the sweetener industry. And funnily enough, a lot of the ones that are sponsored by the artificial sweetener industry are the ones that say, yes, they really massively contribute to weight loss, but all they do is focus on weight loss. In independent studies, in larger groups, it has been proven that artificially sweetened food and drink does contribute to weight gain longer term. It does contribute to, obviously, to increased body size. It increases the risk of high blood pressure, of metabolic syndrome, of type 2 diabetes, and of heart disease. So based on the independent research that we've done so far, there's no clear evidence for a benefit of having artificially sweetened food or drink, but there's a lot of evidence, independent evidence, of the potential harm to consuming artificial sweeteners, particularly in the long term. And also, it's not about adding, you know, these artificial sweeteners to our food and drink ourselves. We need to be careful and start reading food labels, because around 40% of the food that we eat has got, at least 40%, has got it added in already. So again, start reading food labels, start to recognise where these sweeteners have been added, obviously particularly in low calorie and diet products. Some of these studies, obviously, they were quite small sample sizes, and a lot of the studies that suggested that there was no damage or no harm caused by artificial sweeteners were on small groups that were only drinking 2 cans a day. And I know people that do, you know, some people drink 2 cans an hour. And there are very few long-term studies as to what damage these chemicals can do over, or excessive drinks, consumption of these chemicals can do over the longer term. So two of the most concerning artificial sweeteners, and please do look out for these on your food labels, sucralose. Sucralose is basically denatured sucrose, which is sugar. And sucralose is produced, or it's actually made by chlorinating sucrose. So yes, chlorine, the chlorine that you get in swimming pools, is used to produce sucrose. And sucralose and chlorine is a known carcinogen. So chlorine is a cancer-causing agent. So again, caution there, because it does actually chemically change the structure of the molecules of the sugar to produce a sweet taste, but with no calories. But in the process, it takes on chlorine. And there's very little long-term studies on the effects of sucralose to the human body. So please be careful with those. And aspartame is a big one as well. Interestingly, aspartame, or aspartame, whichever way you want to call it, is added to so many foods. Again, start reading your food labels. Look out for aspartame, because there are indications, despite government approval, that it's so-called, and I do use inverted commas, safe. in a magazine called Flying Safety, which was an official United States Air Force publication. US Air Force pilots were warned not to consume aspartame in any amount. Why was that? Because they then went on to say that aspartame has been investigated as a possible cause of brain tumours, mental retardation, birth defects, epilepsy, Parkinson's disease, fibromyalgia and diabetes. And that's from the United States Air Force. So, again, draw your own conclusions and do your own research, but please do read your food labels. So things to avoid: anything with aspartame in it, anything with a sulfamine K, saccharin, sucralose, brands that have those in them, and stevia as well. If you need the sweet taste, then go for a natural sugar. I don't endorse it, but honey is a better choice. Avoid low-calorie drinks, avoid low-calorie foods, avoid diet versions, because just because they have no calories in them does not make them healthy. Switch your diet drinks for water. You can't go wrong with water. Avoid sugar-free foods. And remember, it's not about the calories, okay? Just because something has got no calories or is low-calorie, thanks to these artificial sweeteners, it does not mean that they're healthy by any means. And my view is, rather than switching one for the other, rather than switching sugar for artificial sweeteners, then try to cut them down and then cut them out, rather than just relying on sugar substitutes. So if you'd like to contact me on a one-to-one basis about this topic, then please feel free to grab me via my website, drop me an email, and I'll be happy to talk through these with you. Okay, so after the break, we're going to have a chat with Claire, and we're going to find out more about what Claire does. But before we do that, we are going to have another song. It's a great song from, I can't believe, about 20 years ago now, maybe even more than 20 years. It's a song from the film Armageddon, and it's Aerosmith, and I Don't Want to Miss a Thing.
Spend with you is a moment I treasure.
You're listening to the Health Matters Radio Show on Monday, the 10th of September, 2018. I'm Neil De Silva, and we have on the show this morning, we have a special guest, Claire Ford from Beautiful Souls. Good morning, Claire. How are you this morning?
Good morning, Neil. I am feeling great. Very happy to be here.
Fantastic. And we're going to find out more about Claire, about her background, about what she does, how she got into doing what she does, and also ways that she may be able to help you too. So Claire, let's start at the beginning. What's your background and how did you get into doing what you do?
Okay, so in a nutshell, I'm a divorced mum of two teenage boys, a soon-to-be author. I have a book coming out called How to Have a Positive and Empowering Pregnancy, which I'm excited about. I'll talk about that a bit later.
Yep.
I also do public speaking. I'm a teacher. I'm an energy healer and a life coach. So I work in the wellbeing field. And through my experience of working with children, I'm really passionate about helping our future generations achieve their full potential.
Fantastic. And often, well, I tend to find with my guests that there are events in their life that's led them to follow a particular path, a particular vocation. So what was it in your background that particularly made you think, actually, this is the career path for me, this is the way I want to take my life, this is the way I want to give back to people? What were these events that happened in your life?
Well, yes, you know, there have been some defining moments, and, you know, like a lot of us, I've had some highs and lows. There was one point in my life where I suffered from acute mental illness. I had a debilitating depression, anxiety, had panic attacks, and even a suicide attempt. So my world had really come crumbling down, and I was forced to leave my teaching career, and also, you know, my relationship was in ruins. Mm-hmm. So at this point in my life, I felt very vulnerable and scared. I knew that things had to change and that I couldn't do it alone. And the problem for me was that the antidepressants, the sleeping tablets, basically the pills weren't helping. Mm. So I turned to Reiki healing. Okay. And the holistic therapies. And these actually proved so effective, Neil, that I decided to train and become a Reiki healer myself.
Right.
Recently as well, another thing that happened was that, and it's awful talking about this, but actually it's good to talk about it today. It's the suicide of one of my son's friends. Now, he was an amazing and talented, lovely 15-year-old boy. And we were, of course, completely devastated. And obviously his family is still coming to terms with what has happened.
Yeah.
But this brought it home to me how important it is, actually now more than ever, that all of us try to educate our people, you know, from a young age onwards, to be able to talk about their emotions and to express themselves better. You know, we all need to nourish ourselves better. You've been talking about, you know, food, but for me, it's also about nourishing ourselves through mental and spiritual ways as well. And, you know, to ask for help when we need it, because everybody, whatever age they are under so much pressure.
Absolutely. And people are often scared to talk about those issues. I think it's well known, and for regular listeners, you'll know that the last couple of shows we've been focusing a lot on mental health. And there is a stigma around mental health. We don't like to talk about it. We like to pretend as a society it doesn't exist, perhaps. And those that do need the help, as you've mentioned there, Claire, the ones that often struggle the most, and they are afraid to come forwards and talk about the way they feel, and often scared to ask for help as well, which makes it really difficult. And we were talking in the break about was it National Suicide Day or Suicide Awareness Day today?
Yeah, that's right. And, you know, I think it is important that people learn to reach out to. There's lots of free numbers. There's people there's numbers that you can call, like the Samaritans. Mm-hmm. But even to just say to a friend, you know, if they're not feeling right, and just to reach out for help.
Definitely. So it's a very interesting journey. And as I said, I often find that with my guests, They have a particular experience in their life that takes them on a particular path, and you can see how the experiences you've had in the past have kind of taken you to this point. I think it's very empowering when someone takes what are testing, difficult, challenging, potentially negative situations, and they turn it around into something positive. So bringing this up to the current day, what do you do now that, you know, and what do you offer, and how do you help people?
Yeah, so basically I can now combine my skills of, you know, teaching and healing and mentoring, where I help to alleviate stress and anxiety. And you talked about the fight-flight reflex, mm-hmm. how adrenaline and cortisol flood our bodies, you know, and this is very true. And it's so important that we don't hold our negative feelings and emotions in our energy. Mm-hmm. So I help people to eliminate their negative fears, panic and anxiety using various different modalities, so that they can replace them with a feeling that provides some relief. And in this way, we're raising our energetic vibration, and it can help us attract what we want into our lives rather than what we don't want. So it's helping people to shift from focusing on the negative stuff mm-hmm. to feeling more positive, thinking more positively, acting more positively, being more positive,
yeah.
and therefore just having a better experience.
Definitely. Yeah, I think, you know, we were talking about nutrition and, you know, what you eat and what you drink, but how you feed your mind, I think, is as important. And having that positive mindset, you know, if it starts, you know, if our thoughts, obviously our thoughts start in the mind, having those positive thoughts rather than negative thoughts often changes our whole demeanor, doesn't it? It changes our whole way of life.
Absolutely. And, you know, I've been guided to start with people at the beginning because actually there's cutting edge scientific studies that have been shown that the way that a pregnant mother thinks, her limiting beliefs, her thoughts and her emotions are actually feeding into her baby as it's growing in the womb. Mm-hmm. And this can have an effect, obviously, on the birth, but also on the way that, you know, the baby develops. And so I found it amazing that it's not just how we feel on ourselves that affects ourselves, but it's actually how we're feeling and thinking and what we're putting out there that affects people around us and even people who aren't born yet.
Mm.
How amazing is that?
It's quite a scary thought, isn't it?
It's a scary thought. So I work with expectant parents to help them overcome overwhelm, anxiety and fear.
Mm-hmm.
And then they feel confident, birth ready, and they're also connecting with their baby at this sort of spiritual level so that they're not fearful and that there isn't so much birth trauma. And it means that afterwards the baby can feed better, the baby sleeps better, but also the parents are more confident to parent intuitively. They can get rid of the clutter, the chatter about what they should be doing, and they can just, you know, connect with their baby and give the baby what it needs.
Just be parents.
Just be parents.
Mm, and there is so much advice out there as to how to parent, isn't there?
There absolutely is. And, you know, it's like anything, you know, Google is a wonderful tool, but, you know, it can also be a bit of a bane because you just get flooded with information and then you're not quite sure what to do with it.
Mm. And you also work with families as well?
Well, I do, because the thing is, you know, obviously the parenting journey doesn't stop once the baby's born. So I work with families supporting them. And something I'm really excited about that I'm just launching is monthly meditation workshops. It's a new activity which I've been guided to share with people so that inactivity is the new family activity, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm calling it the Big Sunday Lie-In.
Okay.
So basically what you have to do is get up and go straight back to bed, right? But you're doing this with, you're basically putting it in your diary to do it. So you're sending a message out to the universe that, you know what, we want to experience contentment and relaxation as a family.
Yeah.
We want to learn this as a new skill. And this is so important because what it's doing in the future is it's giving our children the ability to remain calm under pressure,
mm-hmm.
to be able to focus, for example, in an interview, to be able to manage difficult setbacks, to be able to get through difficult exam conditions. You know, how are they able to do this if they never see their parents switching off? right? Mm. So we need to model for our children what it is, but also they're our best teachers. And parents are surprised that they find their children are able to relax easily. And they say, I didn't know my son could be this calm.
Mm.
Well, have you ever given him the opportunity? Right? So this is this new thing that I'm doing. And if anybody's interested, you can text me on 07816 481956 and just text the words Big Sunday. But you know what, Neil? Rather than me rabbiting on about this, why don't you let me show you how to do a really quick and easy body scan?
Okay.
I recommend this to everybody. It literally takes a few minutes.
Okay.
And it can help us shift this vibration upwards when we're feeling panicky, if we're feeling anxiety, if you're about to go to a meeting, about to have a difficult phone call or a confrontation. Literally take these few minutes. You can practice this wherever, standing in a queue, sitting on the loo,
mm-hmm.
waiting for a coffee, queuing for a sandwich, sitting on the train, right? And it can really shift your energy around. So do you want to have a go?
Okay, let's do it.
All right, let's do
it. Sounds good.
Okay, so basically for everybody listening and for us here in the studio, we need to make sure that we're sitting with our feet firmly on the floor.
Okay.
Our back up straight so that we're opening up our big muscles. We're opening up our heart area, our lungs, our stomach. And we're also, for the energy people here, we're opening up our chakra centers as well. So you have to have your hands loosely on your lap, or if you're standing, your hands loosely by your side. You just very carefully take a deep breath in through your nose, out through your mouth, and you start to focus on your feet. And you connect in with your feet, and you feel the ground beneath you, the carpet beneath you, sand beneath you, soil, wherever you're standing on. And then you begin to connect with your legs, your calf muscles. Feel if there's any tension in your calf muscles. Feel if there's any tension in your knees. Obviously, sports people might feel this. Pregnant people might feel this. You might feel this differently on a day-to-day basis. It's just about tapping in to how your body feels. Moving up to your legs. Sending attention down into your thighs. Into your buttocks. Allowing yourself to just relax. Sending attention now into your stomach area. And this is really important because lots of us, when we're anxious, carry this in our stomach area. May have irritable bowel problems, may have feel really hungry, you may not be able to eat. Lots of people carry tension in their stomach. So just send some deep breaths down into your stomach area, cleaning out any anxiety. Moving up now to your heart area, focus in on your heart. And as you take a deep breath in, send love to your heart and send love to yourself first. You can say in your head as you're breathing, I am loved. I am supported. And then moving up your body, sending your breath to your throat area so that you can speak with clarity, your message is heard and received. Very important before an interview. Moving up now to your third eye area, which is the space just between your eyebrows. So just focusing on that area, cleaning out any negativity so that you can listen to your intuitive voice. And finally, moving up to your head area, to the space in your head where your thoughts might reside. Just allow them to drift past on a cloud, emptying your mind and just enjoying that space. And finally, just taking a couple of deep breaths in, wiggling your fingers and toes, gently opening your eyes if you have closed them, and coming back in the room. How do you feel, Neil?
I feel completely relaxed and a bit tingly.
Excellent. Tingly is always good.
I was at a personal development day yesterday and did a similar thing, and I just respond so well to just that moment of relaxation.
To be honest, I think people do respond well, and children respond especially well.
Mm.
You know, and if any of your listeners are interested, I'm more than happy to just send you a recording of this body scan for free. Obviously, they can listen on the replay, but I can send you, you know, the body scan. So again, if you just send me a text, 07816 481 956, just write the words body scan, and I'm happy to send that over for people to practice it as often as they need to, because, you know, we need to get rid of this cortisol in our bodies,
all these stress hormones, yeah, that contribute to lots of health issues.
Absolutely,
yeah, definitely. And it is interesting that people say that they don't have the time to do that sort of thing. They don't have the time to meditate, or they don't have the time to follow those sorts of routines, and yet, you know, 5 or 10 minutes a day can make a huge difference to the rest of your day, whichever time of day you do it. But if you do it in the morning, it can have a massive impact on the rest of your day.
Yeah, and this is why I was hoping with this family, you know, meditation, the Big Sunday Lie-In, you know, it's literally just an hour a month, and that works out to just over 2 minutes a day, you know. And if people are saying they don't have 2 minutes a day,
yeah,
to relax, and then they wonder why they're stressed, well, they need to kind of sit with that.
Yeah, absolutely. And actually, for people that, you know, they can be a bit sceptical about this sort of thing, be open-minded, give it a go. I'd argue I was a little bit sceptical of things like meditation, and I would be the first to admit that I don't do it as much as I should do or would like to do, and I'm trying to improve that. But give it a go. If you've never tried it, just be a bit open-minded and give it a go. What's the worst that can happen? And you may find actually that it does help to relax you, to de-stress you, which then has obviously a positive impact in every other aspect of your life. So,
absolutely.
Yeah.
I mean, there are meditation apps out there that you can download onto your phone.
Mm.
I don't know if I'm allowed to mention one on the show, but there's one that I use, and it's fabulous. It sends you a reminder, and it helps you log your personal journey so you can see how many consecutive days you've managed to, yeah, meditate for. And you can actually choose an option, which is literally for as little as 2 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
Now, it took me, I'll be honest here, it took me 6 months of this program to actually meditate consecutively.
Right.
But since that 6 months, I've now meditated for something like 565 days consecutively every single day.
Wow.
Just for 2 minutes, just,
yeah,
for 5 minutes. You don't have to be a Buddha sitting on the mountain and allocate 5.5 hours. You don't have to get up at 5 a.m. You literally just have to say, I'm going to meditate for 2 minutes a day.
And it is that perception of what meditation actually is, because people think it's, you know, people have a perception perhaps it takes a long time, or it's something to do with religion, or, and it really isn't, is it? It's nothing to do with any of those things. It's just finding yourself and taking those moments to have some you time and completely relax and de-stress and to be in the moment.
Absolutely. And this about having you time is so important as well. This is something that I help a lot of my clients with, you know, busy moms, pregnant moms. It's like, actually, and I read this the other day and I think this is brilliant. It's about actually putting white space in your diary. Sometimes people come to me and they say, well, I haven't got time to have a conversation. It's like, if you haven't got time to have a conversation, how are we going to help you?
Yeah.
You know? Put white space in your diary to do nothing. Make the doing nothing a task.
Yeah. And it's interesting. I've just worked out, if you spend 2 minutes a day in meditation, so that you time, that relaxation, over 10 years, that's 121 hours.
Yeah, but the benefits of that,
absolutely,
like years on your life.
Yeah. And just 2 minutes a day.
2 minutes a day.
So it's this thing called the compound effect. You don't need to spend lots and lots of time per day doing it. And if you can't spare 2 minutes a day for your own personal mental health, then I think, you know, perhaps, you know, you should review that, because 2 minutes is nothing, is it?
Well, this is an element of my business, you know, the element of self-care and of decluttering. It's simplifying things, and so to help us in these busy time that we can look after ourselves,
yeah,
you know, and to give our children the skills to look after themselves. And this is what, you know, this is what's so important. This is my big why, really.
That's your big why, absolutely. So in terms of what you do, what successes have you had with clients? Obviously, we can't necessarily mention people individually unless you have their permission, but some general case studies or testimonials of, you know, where you've helped people and where obviously they've responded well to you.
Yeah, I mean, I think certainly for my pregnant clients, they've really enjoyed the healing and they've really noticed a shift in how they've felt, and how they've been able to cope, because obviously it's a very emotional time, lots of hormones up and down. You can be very weepy 1 minute, you can have pregnancy rage the next. It's just about managing all of that and knowing that wherever they're at, that's okay. So that's been really fabulous. The pregnancy coaching program as well has helped people to feel very empowered, and they've managed to really think about their relationship with themselves, with their other half, as well as with their baby before the baby's born. So they felt a lot more kind of as a really strong unit, as a foundation for their growing family.
Mm-hmm.
The Reiki healing that I do, I can do that as distant Reiki healing. I've been helping a man in the Philippines with that. I've been helping a lady in Turkey. And okay, it's amazing. Literally in just half an hour, they've managed to go from feeling really stressed to feeling really calm. So they're able to make better decisions, better business decisions, improve family relationships. Literally just hopping on the phone with me for half an hour can make a massive difference to their day, to their week. So, yeah, it's incredible. Some of the testimonials that I've had, and I'm more than happy to share that with anybody who wants to. Just reach out and ask me for them.
And could you explain to me what water healing is?
I'm
intrigued.
If we've got time, Neil, I'm so
absolutely
excited about this. So I've created a new healing modality, which I've called Wasui. Okay, I love the name. I'll tell you about the name.
So, I was going to pronounce it, but I thought I don't want to embarrass myself. So.
Yeah, no, so Wasui.
Wasui.
So it's basically a combination of two words. So my healing that I'm trained in as a Reiki master is Usui Reiki. So mm-hmm. I've taken the Usui Reiki and put it in water. So we've got water plus Usui makes Wasui. So what okay. happens is that, and it's been amazing over the summer, what happens is that people come and lie in a pool or in a hot tub in water. They use noodles for floats, noodle floats under their armpits, under their knees, so that they're really lying back in the water. It helps people to surrender and relax and really feel supported as well by the water, which some people have a lot of time allowing themselves to do. The other thing that I've done with the Wasui is that people can experience this with a loved one, with their child. I had a mother and daughter Wasui healing the other day, mm-hmm. with their baby. My youngest client has been 3 months old.
Wow.
He was in a little float around his head and he was so relaxed in the water that he almost fell asleep. You know, he's so relaxed and calm. And he'd been teething, he'd been having fractious nights. The mum had been, you know, was very tired. She had a bad headache. And after this healing of them both floating in the water together, you know, she said it was the best night's sleep that she'd had in ages. The baby was very calm.
Mm-hmm.
So it really has a wonderful effect and can release a lot of stuff into the water as well. You know, people have felt a big emotional shift afterwards. So what I'm hoping to do now that the winter's here is to find some nice pools, really lovely luxurious pools, and the water's warm to about 32 degrees, and start doing Wasui, open that up so that people can come. I can keep the price low and we can do it in small groups.
Fantastic.
So, yeah, that's my mission.
And the details about the Wasui and what the other services that you offer on your website, aren't they? And we'll mention your website in a moment. So what are your plans for the rest of 2018 and going into 2019? It sounds like you're in a very exciting part of your life at the moment. Lots going on.
Yes, so I'm in this kind of phase where a few things are actually you know, happening and manifesting. So I've got my lovely book, How to Have a Positive and Empowering Pregnancy. I'm literally writing my author profile today, and that's going to be out, coming out on Amazon really soon. Mm-hmm. If anybody would like a sneak peek or to get a free ebook, please just text me 07816 481 956. Just write the words PEP, Positive Empowering Pregnancy, and I can send you a sneaky preview of that. I've already had a sale actually before it's even been published, so yeah, I need to get it out there. It's a really beautiful book. It's beautifully illustrated, as you can see. I know the listeners can't, but beautifully illustrated throughout.
It does look nice, actually.
Lovely pictures. There's little quotes in there.
And a good use of the right colour.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah, beautiful, gentle colours.
So calming colours.
Makes a lovely gift as well for anybody who you know at work who's leaving or mm-hmm. whatever. So I've got the book, I've got the Wasui Water Babies classes, I've got my Mastering Your Mindset in Pregnancy program, and I've got my big Sunday lie-in meditation for families.
So lots going on. So in a nutshell, who is your ideal client? Who is your specific target audience?
Well, obviously, I help people all across the board from pregnancy onwards. But mm-hmm. basically, what I'm finding is that people who are coming to me are mainly corporate women in their 30s and 40s who may be in their second trimester of pregnancy. They've got high pressure jobs, and so they really need support in remembering to look after and nourish themselves, to know that that's okay to reach out for help. And they may be parents already, juggling so many different roles, different hats. So it's just helping them to remember to be there for themselves so that they can be there for their children.
Definitely. You can't help others if you don't help yourself.
Absolutely.
It's the first thing they teach you when you get on a plane, isn't it? Before you help anyone else, put on your own
mask
first.
That's right. Make sure your cup is full, and then you're there for everybody else, you know, to help them in the best way possible.
So if people want to get hold of you, Claire, we've obviously mentioned your mobile number a couple of times during the interview, and we will mention it again in the moment. So what's the best way, in addition to getting hold of you by mobile, what other ways can people get hold of you? Perhaps your website address?
So my website address is www.beautifulsouls.co.uk/reiki-healing, because if you go on that one, you're able to actually book in a time, you know, for a healing, or you can book in a call. I prefer to just have a conversation with people, see where they're at, and see how I can best help them, to be honest.
Brilliant. And your mobile is 07816 481 956, and as Claire's mentioned during the interview, if you text body scan,
if you want me to send the body scan we've just done.
Or PEP.
If you would like to have a sneak preview of the pregnancy book.
Yep.
Or Big Sunday, if you want to get involved in the Family Monthly Healing and Meditation Circle.
Brilliant. I'll also be putting those links up on the show's Facebook page. So if you follow the show on Facebook, then you'll be able to find Claire's links and details there as well. Thank you, Claire. It's been fabulous.
Fabulous. Thank you so much, Neil. I really enjoyed it.
In all the time that I've been running this show, I've never had someone do a live demo on air. And I must say, it was great. I really enjoyed that. So thank you for coming on the show. It's been really good to find out more about what you do and how you can help people.
Thank you so much, Neil.
So before we wrap the show up, I was going to mention, I was going to go into a bit of detail about protein. Now, because we were really in our flow, and Claire's interview was going so well, I'm gonna leave that until next week. But I'm gonna touch on a couple of areas to make you think about protein. There are a lot of myths around that extra protein helps you to build more muscle, and actually that's not true. The only way to build more muscle is to exercise more. And yes, then your body does need the protein to help you build the muscle, but extra protein does not give you extra strength. There's also some government guidelines as to how much protein we should consume, and I will go into those on next week's show. There are dangers of eating too much protein, and these include things like the risk of increased risk of osteoporosis, And if you have kidney issues, because it, excess protein puts stress on the kidneys, that can cause kidney problems as well. And there are links to animal-based proteins and the increased risk of things like heart disease and cardiac events. So protein on its own, in moderation and from the right sources, can be extremely good for the body, but too much protein on the wrong source can also be quite damaging to the body. And I'll also cover next week the link between increased blood sugar and excessive protein consumption, because if you are a type 1 or type 2 diabetic and you're consuming excessive amounts of protein, then you need to be aware of this process called gluconeogenesis, because it can have a massive impact on your blood sugars. But I'll cover that all next week. So if you tune in next Monday, the 17th of September, you'll be able to find out more about protein. Okay, so before we wrap the show up today, I'd like to thank Claire again for coming on the show. It's been really great to have you on the show, Claire. Thank you.
Thank you, Neil.
A quick reminder of my website address, which is www.i-nutrition.co.uk. If you'd like to get hold of me, if you have any questions, then please do drop me an email. A quick reminder of Claire's website address. Claire, would you like to just remind listeners of your website address?
Yes, of course. It's www.beautifulsouls.co.uk/reiki-healing.
Brilliant. And as a quick reminder, the show's Facebook page, if you go to Facebook and search Health Matters Radio Show, you can follow the show's Facebook page. Or on Twitter, it's at Health Radio Show. You can listen again to this show on the media page of my website, i-nutrition.co.uk. And you can also find this show and other shows on the show's iTunes podcast. Go to iTunes, search the Health Matters Radio Show. And if you'd like to come on the show, as Claire has done this morning, to just make people aware what you do and how you can help people, then please make contact with me and we will go from there. So after the last song, it will be the Channel Radio News and Weather, and I'm going to leave you with a song that I've not heard for a long time. Actually, it's a great song by the Black Eyed Peas. It's Where Is the Love. So until the same time next week, tune in next Monday, the 17th of September, when we'll have another guest on and we'll be covering more health related topics. I will catch you next week. Have a happy week, have a healthy week, and contact me in the meantime if you need to. Bye for now.
What's wrong with the world, mama? People living like they ain't got no mamas. I think the whole world's addicted to the drama, only attracted to things that'll bring the trauma. Overseas, yeah, we trying to stop terrorism, but we still got terrorists here living in the USA, the big CIA, the Bloods and the Crips and the KKK. But if you only have love for your own race, then you only leave space to discriminate, and to discriminate only generates hate, and when you hate, then you're bound to get irate. Yeah, madness is what you demonstrate, and that's exactly how anger works and operates. Man, you gotta have love just to set it straight. Take control of your mind and meditate. Let your soul gravitate to the love, y'all.
People
y'all.
Killing, people dying, children hurt and you hear them crying. Can you practice what you preach, and would you turn the other cheek? Father, 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 help us, send some guidance from above. These people got me questioning.
Change. New days are strange. Is the world insane? If love and peace is so strong, why are the pieces of love that don't belong? Nations dropping bombs, chemical gases filling lungs of little ones with ongoing suffering as the youth are young. So ask yourself, is the loving really gone? So I could ask myself, really, what is going wrong in this world that we living in? People keep on giving in, making wrong decisions, only visions of them dividends. Not respecting each other, denying thy brother. A war's going on, but the reason's undercover. The truth is kept secret, it's swept under the rug. If you never know truth, then you never know love. What's the love, y'all? Come on.
I don't know.
What's the truth, y'all? Come on.
I don't know.
What's the love, y'all?
People killing, people dying, children hurt and you hear them crying. When you practice what you preach, would you turn the other cheek? Father, 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 help us, send some guidance from above. These people got me questioning. Where is the love?
Where is the love? Where is feel the weight of the world on my shoulder.